Well, here we are finishing out the show with this week's Inbox, and I have Candace on the line. Hello, Candace.
Hey, Lisa. Great to hear your voice, as always.
Yeah, very good. So very exciting to connect with you all the time and, of course, get you to answer our questions. So here is the question for this week. This listener says, I'm 28 and ended my engagement earlier this year. Lately, I've been seeing a godly guy, and he is everything I prayed for. I don't want to let go of a man that could be my future husband, but I don't want to rush and get hurt again either. What should I do?
Well, I think the first thing you should be doing daily is praying for wisdom and asking the Lord to help you know how to move forward in this relationship. I would encourage you to keep clarity as a goal for your relationship, and the Boundless assessment tool, the DTR assessment, is great for that. And I would encourage you to read Scott Croft's Biblical Dating series to make sure that as far as possible, you're not repeating the mistakes and whatever it is that you did in the last relationship that led to a broken engagement. So basically, conduct yourself in a biblical way in this relationship, pray for wisdom, and then seek the counsel of believers that you trust, preferably married believers who have good marriages, and ask for their input to say, are we conducting ourselves honorably? Are we moving at an appropriate pace? You know, do you see anything we could be working on? All these things. I would just say, though, don't panic. Don't worry about rushing unless, you know, they're thinking of getting engaged 2 weeks after they met. I think it might be a misplaced fear, especially given that she's 28. She is certainly old enough to be getting married, and having a broken engagement does not mean that you're somehow disqualified from getting married, you know? So I think there can be a little bit of a gun shyness. It seems like if I'm picking up anything in her question, I feel like that's what I'm picking up, that she's afraid of doing something wrong. And we're not called to be afraid. We're called to be faithful. And so see this as an opportunity from the sovereign Lord who brought this man into your life, and conduct yourself with wisdom in the context of other believers, preferably a strong biblical church, and move forward with confidence and with boldness. And, you know, pray that it goes to marriage. It's a wonderful situation to be in. And so I would just encourage you, don't be afraid.
Yeah, that is good. And I like the fact that you did say, you know, yeah, she's 28. And obviously, you know, there's been some time here. And so to not be afraid to say that, oh, because this one is coming up sooner rather than later, you know, that, oh, it must be wrong or something. So
yeah,
that's good.
Right.
And
right.
As always,
yeah,
good counsel. You know, I mean, good counsel and good mentors to speak into that and evaluate the relationship objectively.
Right. That's so huge. And so really the bottom line of what I'm saying is it's not really that different from advice I would give to someone who just met someone for the first time, which is date in a biblically faithful way, be intentional, and if he is godly and you are godly and you're both growing in the Lord and you're better together for the kingdom than you would be apart, move forward toward marriage.
Yeah, good thoughts.
Get married.
Get married. All right. But not marry or die. You're not going to say that, you know,
normal
get married. Okay, we're
not
on board with
marriage
that.
Marriage at all costs. Marriage for God's glory and for our good. There's a huge difference between those two things.
Good distinction. Well, that is it for this week's show, folks. We want to hear from you by writing to us at editor@boundless.org or log on to the blog and make sure you leave your comments on this week's show, any one of the segments. And of course, we will try to address your questions and your concerns as best as we can. And, you know, you can let us know. Of course, we're in a new year here, so we always take show suggestions as well. If you have a guest suggestion or a topic suggestion, we'd love to hear those from you as well. So that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.